Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The message for today is entitled The Righteousness of God. We read in Psalm 36, verses 5 and 6, Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep, O Lord. You preserve man and beast. I consider myself very blessed to be able to live in an area where we have huge mountain peaks close by. The most prominent in our area is Mount Rainier. Love to come around a corner and on a clear day, look at that beautiful mountain with its glaciers gleaming white against a blue sky. And I always think of the gracious goodness and faithfulness of the Lord. He's always there. You know, that mountain is always there. Sometimes clouds obscure the mountain, but the mountain's always there. South of us, we can see what's left of Mount St. Helens. It blew its top years ago. But still, it's a mighty mountain, a mighty peak. God gives us His righteousness. He's always there. On the other hand, just to our west is the great Pacific Ocean. In my days that I'm living right now, I very seldom get to the coast, but especially when my precious wife Joyce was still alive, we enjoyed traveling the hour or so it would take to go to the ocean and watch the waves as they rolled in from the Pacific upon the sand of the shore. And reflect upon the righteousness of God. His mercy never ends. He is always faithful. There are so many times when we fail God, but you know, He never fails us. We are so unforgiving, and He is so forgiving. His grace is beyond all comprehension. You know, grace can only be grace when it really is not deserved. And we do not deserve God's grace, God's forgiveness, God's faithfulness, God's righteousness. But oh, how we need it. It enfolds us. It gives us that security that we need in knowing that we are part of the family of God. He knows each and every one of us by name. He knows every part of us. He knows our thoughts. He knows our intents. He knows our failures. Everything that we do is known by the Lord, and He loves us in spite of it. Oh, how great that is, to know the righteousness reflected from the very nature of God into our very heart, that we might become more like Him. I want to devote myself each and every day to be more and more like Jesus in everything that I do and all that I say. And I know that I fail, but I'm eager to confess when I fail and ask for His forgiveness and His righteousness to fill me and use me in any way that He sees fit. Might that be all of our prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come before You this day, I pray that we might be more and more like You in everything that we do and all that we say. May the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, be acceptable always in Your sight, our Lord, our strength, our Redeemer. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings to your hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.